Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 24, You Are Being Lied To, by JC Dean of jcdfitness.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Health Daily, the podcast that brings you the best content in health, fitness, and nutrition 5 days a week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Dr. Neil Malik.
Hey, it's Dr. Neil, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily. Happy Thursday. I have another post from JC Dean today, but before we get into it, if you didn't know already, this podcast is actually a spinoff of Optimal Living Daily, which is very similar in that blogs are read to you for free, but the content is a little bit different. It covers personal development, minimalism, meditation, productivity, and lots more. So if you like the format of this show, definitely check out and subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too. All right, I know you're excited to hear how you're being lied to, so let's get this going and start optimizing your life. You Are Being Lied To, by JC Dean of jcdfitness.com. I am talking to you. You are being lied to every single day, whether you know it or not. Every time you walk by the newsstand, open a new fitness magazine, or begin chatting with the local shoddy trainer, you have a really good chance of hearing a fib or two. Well, maybe that was a bit harsh. For the sake of karma, I will say that it's mostly misguided, outdated, or misunderstood information. However, every once in a while, it's blatant, obvious, nasty, frickin' lies. I decided to write this article in lieu of a recent forum discussion I stumbled across about some new, innovative, cutting-edge supplements that are about to be released. Keep in mind these supplements are legal and will likely do jack to change your body composition, but will surely burn a hole in your pocket. So why is the supplement industry booming if the goods are trash? How this works. Magazines and online publications, in most cases, exist for one reason: to educate or to voice the opinions and or thoughts of the writer and contributors. Then we have certain publications that exist only to sell something. The magazines and outlets I am writing about today are middle of the road regarding these objectives. I am sure many of you have read a fitness or bodybuilding magazine during this lifetime or your last. If this rings true, you definitely know all about what I'm about to spew forth. You open the front cover and you get a big fat ad staring right at you, usually with a big-breasted blonde in a bikini top that she borrowed from her kid sister. She usually has some kind of candy bar in her hand or a tub of powder strategically placed in a suggestive area to grab the attention of the very visual male population. You turn a few more pages of ads to locate the table of contents. This usually takes me 2 or 3 tries to find it. Finally, I can read some articles. Now, as you are perusing the usual subpar content, you have to sift through some more ads in order to get to the bulk of the reading material. But be careful. Some of the ads actually look like content, but are one huge ad for the newest, and most researched, which is a lie, product to boost your muscle gains by 357.87695%. Next thing you know, the new stuff is released, and all the 16 to 17-year-old newbies run to the local supermarket shop and drop 100 big ones on useless junk. Sales literally pour in, and people make tons of money selling snake oil. Without hating on the supplement companies too much, I think we can all generally agree that most are made to sell. Ever take a second to think of why the same product is not on the shelf for a substantial period of time? It's simple. They don't work, therefore people stop buying. The companies have to return to the lab, move some ingredients around, create some really biased studies, and/or cherry-pick bits and pieces from current studies on a product to prove it, quote-unquote, works, and start all over again. Then they have to create an entire BS campaign about how it helped Johnny Longnose burn 40 pounds of fat and add 40 pounds of muscle in 13 days. I guess they aren't really lying when they place the small font at the very bottom of the page that reads, "Results not typical. We are full of sh-." The only supplements that have weathered the test of time is creatine, protein, essential fatty acids, ephedrine, and other stimulants like caffeine and yohimbe. Heck, protein powder and essential fatty acids don't really count since they're just food anyway. Another reason the supplements sell so well is because the products are being pimped by the grotesque mass monsters who claim they only use NO2 or whatever supplement is in their hands for the ad. Wouldn't you really like to know what they're supplementing with? Message for the beginners. I know you are seeking that holy grail to get on the fast track from skinny to buff. I understand your needs and wants, believe me. You must first realize that you don't need a special product or magic potion to reach your goals. You first need knowledge and then some common sense. Knowledge. This can be acquired through the study of books, not fancy fitness and bodybuilding magazines, as well as some online resources as well. I suggest you start with Alan Aragon, Lyle McDonald, Tom Venuto, Martin Birkin, and stay away from the typical bodybuilding type crap. It's not to say that some of the information out there isn't credible, but most of the legit bodybuilding information out there is not going to be suited for beginners anyhow. A few more guys I highly admire, Skylar Tanner and Ryan Zielonka. Both of them are great writers and are daily reads of mine. Check out their blogs. They both offer a plethora of information that is both genuine and practical. Common sense. Good sense regarding training and dieting usually comes with a little experience. Having good sense is knowing when to make the right decision when presented with an opportunity to spend your $50 on this bottle of fat loss pills or spend it on quality food. Another example is being able to decide if you should work out or stay in when you were sick. Using your common sense is basically just making sure you remain objective at all costs. No funny business. There you have it. Remember, you are being lied to every day. However, you have the right to choose who you listen to. What do you think? You just listened to the post titled, "You Are Being Lied To," by JC Dean of jcdfitness.com.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
I love that JC mentioned bodybuilding and fitness magazines. Do you know where most of the revenue from these magazines come from? Most of us think it's subscribers, people who pay some yearly fee to get those magazines in the mail. But that's actually not true. Most of their revenue actually comes from advertising. And so this creates a very strong conflict of interest. If, let's say, a steroid manufacturer advertises in a bodybuilding magazine, that probably means that the editors and authors of that same magazine are not going to talk down steroids. They might actually slightly encourage the use, or at least present research that shows steroids don't really cause any negative health effects. But we hopefully are smarter now. We're smarter consumers and can say, wait a minute, this steroid company is a sponsor of this magazine, essentially. They're paying to have their product marketed in this magazine. So these folks' revenue is coming from this company. That's a huge conflict of interest. They're not going to present data that shows how steroids negatively affect health over the long term. Also, if you want to know more about which supplements are safe to use, relatively free of impurities, all of that kind of stuff, what you're going to want to do is check out an earlier podcast. It was one of my Friday Q&A episodes. Somebody had asked me that question, and I gave lots of great information for you on how to pick the most pure and viable nutrition supplements. So be sure to check that out. And once again, if you like the premise of this show, make sure you check out Optimal Living Daily too, since it's very similar. But I'm going to leave it at that. Justin's going to jump in on here in a second and mention it. And that's it. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you in a special Q&A show tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode. And head to oldpodcast.com, that's oldpodcast.com, for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.